Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy, cloudy. 47 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy, cloudy. 47 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy, cloudy. 47 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 45 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. 46 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 35 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees.
You have connected to a 6-link node, an EchoLink application for the Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net. You have connected to a 6-link node, an EchoLink application for the Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net.
Good afternoon, WB9CST.
Hey, good morning. Your audio is a little muffled, kind of hard to make out your call sign there, but good morning. K6USY Mobile in Manteca.
Yeah, Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa. The name here is Richard in Paris, Texas.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I must have stumbled onto a repeater that is linked. Yeah, good morning. Yeah, just drove up from Fresno to drop my wife off at a baby shower, and now I'm going to go play Parks on the Air at one of the state parks up here to kill a couple hours.
Wow, that sounds pretty fun. Yeah, I'm just getting ready for my net here in about 11 minutes. Manteca let me link the repeater in a while back. I know it doesn't have a great range, so I am surprised you're getting in. Where are you relative to the repeater?
Well, I'm in Manteca right now, so yeah, I'm not that far from the repeater. I think the radio said I'm like a mile away.
That would be why you're getting in so well, then.
Yeah, this radio's got a repeater database with GPS info in it, so it kind of tells you the relative location of the repeater to where I am and. Yeah, it's not that far away.
Well, that's good. Are you normally in the Manteca area at this time?
Oh, most definitely not. No, I live several hours south of here. I just happen to be up here dropping my wife off at a baby shower.
Well, that suppose you use Echolink or All-Star, do you?
No, I use it occasionally, but not on a regular basis. And no, it doesn't really suck, because I'm assuming you're probably going to tell me that I need to check into your net. And, you know, it's nice that you have a net, but it doesn't suck that I can't check into it.
Good thing you live several miles away, then.
Well, we'll catch you later. Have fun with your net. K6 USY Mobile, Manteca.
Nowadays, fortunately, we have the added benefit of instant weather and instant radar and GPS and all that good stuff. That helps a lot. But hopefully he'll get the help that he needs there. But, yeah.
WB9CSG, my name is Richard, located in Paris, Texas, and this net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time, on all the various repeaters that you hear. So, today's question, I think I will make it, what is your favorite ham radio band to work? With that, I'll start taking check-ins. WB9CST. Anybody anywhere wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CST. Anybody anywhere wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CST. Anybody wishing to check in, come now, WB9CST.
KF0GHO. Copy.
KF0THO, good afternoon, how are you doing today? And today's question is, what is your favorite ham radio band? WB9CST, anyone wishing to check and see everything yet, come now.
K7GND.
K7GND, good afternoon, WB9CST. How are you today? And today's question is, what is your favorite ham band?
Good afternoon. Richard Larry here in Florence, Oregon. Yeah, I'm not hearing anything else but you, so I don't know. I'm connected up to Handy Hams, but favorite band, man, my gosh, I just got so many of them. I guess all the 60-some years I've been the ham, I'd say 40 has always been my favorite band, and that's where I still gravitate to. So, yeah, but I like so many bands. How about you, Richard? What's your favorite band? Back to Net Control. This is K7GND.
Yeah, I'd have to say 80 is my favorite band. I don't get on it too much, but when I do, I always like to make contacts on it close range, especially in the early morning. What do you think about 80?
Yeah, it's good. I'm not a nighttime operator. I'm in shock here during the day. Well, most all day, every morning I do get on with some buddies here in the Oregon coast area on 75. During the winter I can get on my brother and his friends down in Arizona from here, you know, before sunrise, both places. So I like it there. I like it then, but I don't get on the evening or anything or early in the morning. I used to operate CW with some friends. I work a lot of skids, Richard. I don't do much calling CQ anymore or searching out. I guess I turned an older guy and just work a lot of skids. But yeah, 75 and 80s, that's a good band.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Glad that you like to play HF like I do, so that's good. Thanks for checking in, Larry. K7GN the ground. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything net, come now, WBNCST.
Kilo, Kilo, 7, Yankee Bravo, Papa, Annette in Twin Falls, Idaho.
KK7YPP, WB9CST, good afternoon, how are you? And what's your favorite ham band to work? Go ahead.
Hey there, Richard, I hope you're doing well this Saturday. Not much going on here, that's for sure. Well, since radio is an issue, kind of, right at the moment, I'm just using Echolink because, well, that's what I got, so that is the only thing that I have to use, which kind of sucks at this moment, but you use what you got, that's for sure. So That's my story. KK7YBP.
Well, if it's not broken and it works, then I guess use it, right? So, yeah. Thanks for checking in, Annette, from Idaho. I'm glad you can make it when you can. So, thanks for stopping in. Anyone else wishing to check into the everything net, come now, WB9CST.
This is KF8EMQ, Chris and Royal Oak, checking in. Thanks for your control.
K6GL, Linda in California.
All right, I got KF8BMQ. Sorry if I botched your call. K6GL, Linda, and I think somebody tried to come in on Chad's repeater. So is there somebody else trying to check in?
Cash only.
Well, the test, I can hear you. And somebody's really out there. I think it was Charlie Delta. Try it again. With what I have, and if I miss somebody, I'll come back and grab you the second time. Let's see. KF8BMQ, WB9CST. Good afternoon. How are you? And today's question is, what is your favorite ham band?
This is KF8 Delta Mike Quebec. I'm doing well today. Just working on the taxes. And my favorite ham band is probably VHF right now. It's where I spend most of my time. So back to you, Net Control. KF8 Delta Mike Quebec.
Ah, dang, I knew I botched your call again. I always put Bravo instead of Delta. Oh well, I fixed it. Thanks for checking in. Good to hear you, and glad to see that you use VHF. Let's see. Well, Linda, K6GRL, hallo, wie geht's dir? Und wie ist das Wetter? And today's question is, what is your favorite ham band? Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Rich. WB9CSP here from K6GL. Well, the weather is beautiful. We are currently at 59 degrees on the Central Coast in California. And we're going to go a little higher today into the 60s and then dip down into the 40s overnight. But I'm looking forward to Monday and Tuesday. It's supposed to be mid-70s, and then we're going down again, and we're going to see some rain. But, yeah, danke schön. Es geht ganz gut hier. Das Wetter ist ganz toll. My favorite ham band has to be 6 meters because I have it and I can. That's why. My HF radio, I have a 7300, which includes a 6 meter. I had a 7000 before, which literally went up in smokes on me. And so it was smoking all of a sudden. And I just decided I needed a new HF radio. And I knew it had to be one that has 6 meters. So now I have the 7300, the IC7300. And whenever I have a chance, I like to go up to 6 meters and see if there's some traffic. And but otherwise, HF, definitely. I've been doing HF for quite a while. I like 20 meters, 40 meters. Sometimes I listen into 80 meters as well, but 15 meters is nice. So see, I like all of them, but 6 meters is definitely my favorite. You hear a lot of, sometimes, not a lot, but sometimes you hear internationals there too, so on 6 meters, especially when you have like a contest or something going on. So 6 meters, K6GL, back to you, Richard.
Well, who knows, Linda, maybe I might surprise you and build you a little 6 meter EchoLink All-Star node. What do you think about that?
Oh, that would be cool. That reminds me, I noticed from your listing this week, you had something listed, it looked like 220. I didn't realize that we're linking 220 into EchoLink, so I guess you can link anything. Hey, 6 meters. That sounds good. Go for it, Richard. WB9CSP from K6GL.
Yeah, it will definitely be a project. If you've already got an antenna, so hey, you don't really need too much more for that. But thanks for checking in, and always good to hear you, Linda. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything net? I think I missed some people. Come now, WB9CSP.
Good afternoon. This is Whiskey 8, Django Oscar Yankee.
Hi, John, W8COI, WB9CSP. How are things up in Michigan today? And what is your favorite ham band?
Well, the weather's pretty nice up here right now. It's a little cool, not too bad. We've had some very warm days. I went from wearing shorts one day to my winter coat the next day. But that's Michigan. My favorite ham bands, well, I don't really have a favorite ham band. I mean, I guess I have to say I use 2 meters the most, and 70 centimeters the second most. And on the HF bands, 80 meters. So that would be my three that I use the most, but I have the most air time on 2 meters, that's for sure. This is W-A-T-O-Y. Oh, sorry about missing last week. I slept through it.
Well, it's okay, John. I know that, you know, my net is a little bit after lunchtime, so, you know, sometimes people are outside doing things or, you know, they just got finished eating lunch and they want to take a nap. But, yeah. I did want to ask you and a few other people. By the way, I don't know if you've looked at your EchoLink recently, but is there a lot of stations on your EchoLink, like your phone or your computer, that you normally connect to and they're almost always online, but you went to them like yesterday or today or a couple days ago and they've been offline suddenly? Have you noticed that at all, John?
No, not really. About the only thing I do is go on our local dirt with EchoLink, and if I'm gonna, if I can't get to net control for a siren test on the first of the month, I'll use EchoLink to get to net control for that. But I'll take a look at it. I haven't noticed anything.
Yeah, because if you were listening to the Connect announcement for the net today, it said connected, conference, TechLink instead of the other one. So that's why I was asking. All right, let me circle back around here for a minute and ask Linda, K6GRL. I know you told me about that earlier. But the other connections for my net, have you seen any of those offline either? K6GRL, WB9CSP.
Yeah, W9CSP from K6GRL. I usually come in via the Alara link conference server, and that one is off today, so... And the only reason why I knew about this connection, Skygate, is because, you know, it's something that I picked up from Annette. So, yeah, that's the only one. But we had something similar recently. You probably know what's going on, but we had this with the World Conference server as well not too long ago, and we had to contact Jim. And he had to do something, and then it was fixed. So it might have to be renewed or something. FYI, K6GRL, back to you, Richard.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'll have to look into it. That's weird. But for now, I got it to work. Not everything's here. And that's the weird thing, though. Like, St. Louis is offline, and Belize is offline, and then Mauritius, I think I said that right, is offline. So most of my regular stuff is offline with the exception of a few things. But, yeah, good to see it's not just me. And with that, now that we got that squared out of the way, anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CSP.
Yeah, Rick, Rich, I did notice the Alert Net is off for me also, but all the local repeaters that I normally use, W8JWB, W8HP, and K8FBI are all online, so it must be random. But all the ones I normally use, or ever use, are all online right now. W8QI.
Yeah, roger that, John. Thanks for giving me an update there. Glad to see you. Like I said, it's not just me. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now. WB9CSP. Anybody wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now. WB9CSP.
Hey, Richard, it's TD9ZBX, Erica, Janesville, Wisconsin, and we're standing at the customer service in Walmart.
Hey, Erica. I don't want to botch your call because I know you get mad about that a little bit. TD9ZB, hang on, ZBX. Sorry if I botched that. I am. But anyway, if I didn't botch it, how was your day? It doesn't sound very fun. And today's question is, what is your favorite handband?
Question. I don't have an answer to it. I like talking to you guys. So I can't really speak to them. I do like listening to them because of the international. But I don't really have a favorite. And we're at Walmart. We got hair. We've been putting it off for months. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, Richard. Hi, everybody. KD9ZBX, back to you.
Roger that, Erica. And I wish my repeater worked that well inside the store. Of course, you guys are higher than me, but good to hear you. And thanks for checking in. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CSP.
Okay.
All right, there we go. Now I can hear you a little bit better. PLK, what's the rest of the call? How are you? I believe you're in Maine. Ma'am, what's your favorite handband? Go ahead.
Maine, and I don't have a favorite handband. I'm what's called a robot. I roam around from town to town, as you would say. No, and I did get your card too, and I couldn't get it. I'm going to send you one as well. Back to the net.
Oh, hey, yeah, I remember doing that. Yeah, I can't wait to see you in the mail. I love sending cards. It's fun. It's like a little postcard from somewhere you've never been, you know? So thanks for checking in. Sorry I couldn't hear you a little earlier. You were a little noisy, but I got you now. So thanks for stopping in. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CSP. All right, and I'm still not hearing anybody. Let's make see if anyone has any announcements here. Hamfest, club meetings, club nets, any announcements anyone has, come now, WB9CSP. Yeah, go ahead, WB9CSP.
What is your Echo Link number?
If
I can hook up to it.
Right now, since the main conference isn't working, it's
9229.
I got the Richard. Thank you. Roger that. Sounds good. WBNTSP. Anybody else? Anybody have any announcements they'd like to make? Come now, WB9CSP. Well, I guess I can try and get it out of John. Hey, John, I know when the net is tomorrow, but when is Brad's DMR net, W8TOY, WB9CSP?
Which net are you talking about?
The DMR net. I forgot who runs it. It's either Brad or Brian, but I keep forgetting the time in the talk group for it.
Oh, okay, you're probably talking about the trivia net. And everyone is invited. It's a great trivia net. Brad takes a lot of time to find good questions, and they're not easy. But it's a lot of fun, and you actually learn something. It's at 7:30 Eastern Time tonight. 7:30 Eastern Time tonight. But here's the hard part. It's on TGIF. It's worth getting a TGIF account for. It's free. It's just as easy as getting a Bandmeister. So TGIF, and the talk group on TGIF is 312268. 312268 on TGIF. It's worth it. It's at 7:30 tonight Eastern Time.
About the GMRS net.
I don't know anything about GMRS. I'm a ham.
I think I know which one that guy's talking about on NetBlogger. I'd tell you that one. But, yeah. Thanks, John. And, okay. Now I can write down that call. I knew I had gotten it wrong. I put KB1VLK. There we go. KC1VLK. Let me correct myself. But thanks for the announcement, John. Anyone else have any announcements before we move along? WB9CSP. All right. Looking for some more check-ins. Anybody anywhere wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CSP.
So this is November 8 Whiskey, Julia Lima. See you in Detroit.
Well, look who it is. It's Jay. Haven't heard you in a little bit. I know you're kind of a busy guy, but how's it been, Jay? I hear the weather's kind of nice up at the courtesy of John. Today's question is, what is your favorite ham band?
Believe it or not, my favorite ham band is 60 Meters Channel.
Wow, I haven't really worked too much 60 Meters. Tell me about it. What's it like, and how many contacts have you made on it?
I mean, there's plenty, you know. There's a lot of people from all over the country coming in there, and I do hear some people down in the highlands down there, too. It's not a real active band compared to other ACL, but I like it, you know, because you can only run 100 watts, and that's all I got anyway. These amplifiers are so expensive. I wanted to get at least a 600 watt amplifier, but this thing's right over two grand or better. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Back to you, NAW.
Jay, and yeah, I can agree with you. Just on Remote Hams RC4 is the program. I think I've only found maybe two stations that are running a full kilowatt, and there are far and few between. Most people, if they run an amp through the Remote HF, they're running 500 watts, which that'll work. It's better than 100 watts. But thanks for checking in, Jay. I'm glad that I heard you today, along with everyone else. So with that, anybody else wishing to check in to the Everything Net, come now, WB9CSP.
K6 Yahoo check.
Yeah, go ahead with your recheck, Linda.
Yeah, thank you, Rich. WB9CSP, you're from K6YAH. I heard you mention remote hams. I don't know anybody else who's using it besides me. I have access to a station here. It used to be two, but one right now, the owner, you know, moved out of the area, and so we are in the process of hopefully putting a new one in here not too long. But I have access to one in Santa Cruz, and it's really misty. I used remote hams when I left the area, and I used it to check into, you know, local hams, not just HF, but it's really misty if you leave the area. Normally you wouldn't be able to check into the local repeater, but remote hams, you know, if you have a station locally, then you can. So it's really cool. I did that quite a bit in the past. So just a comment. K6 Yahoo, back to Rich.
The reason I use it is while I do have an HF radio here, I get griped at from my mom and my stepdad, mainly my mom because she's here more. You know, oh, I don't want that wire running through here, or, you know, this antenna going here, coax going there, you know. So I do have an HF radio sitting right here next to me, but the other reason I don't really use it is because, well, it needs some love. I have checked into the YL system net on it before, but I literally have to scream into the radio just about because it's 150 kc's off frequency. But it does work, and I have made contacts with it, so it's not completely broken. But coming back to you for just a minute, I do have some stations, some remote stations on that program I could share with you. If you want to try and request access and talk to the owners, they're pretty nice people, the ones that I use.
Okay, sure. Can't hurt to request access. Go ahead. Go ahead. What are the stations, Rich?
Yeah, I'll give you the two that I use the most. Well, three, actually. I got to remember the one call. Kilo Charlie 7 Charlie, Alpha Bravo 0 Echo Romeo, and November 8 Delta Alpha Foxtrot.
Okay, so I copied Kilo Charlie 7, so it's in the 7 length. Charlie Alpha, that's too long. Charlie Alpha Bravo 0 Echo Romeo, is that two stations? Oh, wait, no, yeah. Oh, is there a stroke in there or something? The second one is November 8 Delta Alpha Foxtrot. Can you repeat the first one? Is it like 2 AB 0 and but KC 7 C stroke or something? What's the first one?
There you go. I put them in your text window just in case you get them confused there. So the first one is an extra call. It's a 2x1. Kilo, Charlie, 7, Charlie. Then the next one is an Iowa call. Alpha, Bravo, 0, Echo, Romeo. And then you got the last one right, November 8, Delta, Alpha, Foxtrot. I put them in the text window for you in case you still can't decipher those. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can't see the window, but that's okay. I got it because I'm on my telephone. And when I go to the text blurb, there's nothing there. So, but I do have it, so that makes sense. Kilo Charlie 7 Charlie is okay. I got it. Wow, that's different. A 2x1. And then AB0ER got it in 8DAF. I'll check that out. Can't hurt. Thank you, Rich. I appreciate it. Back to you, WB9CST from K6GL.
Yep, not a problem. And if you can use those, then you've got Michigan, Washington State, and Iowa that you can now talk off of if they approve you. So I don't see why not. But thanks for the comment there, and glad I was able to give you a few more things to hopefully be able to try out there, Linda. So with that, anybody else wishing to check in? Rechecks are welcome. Comments are welcome. WB9, Chicago-style pizza. And yes, I am eating a pizza right now.
Good afternoon, Richard, WB9 Jeff. This is the Indian Nine Hotel Fox Trot. Janesville, Wisconsin, still at Walmart.
All right, just making sure I don't have anyone else there. Hi, Chad, WI9HF, WB9CSP. I need to figure out what you did with your repeater so I can get into my repeater in Walmart. That would be nice. But how are you doing today? And today's question is, what is your favorite ham band? Go ahead.
Question, Richard. Well, I guess what I did to the repeater here is I added a preamplifier to the receiver, and I made sure all my cables were double shielded, jumpers between the repeater and the duplexer, and I also upgraded the duplexer to a EMR or cell wave Papa Delta 5264-2, and that all seemed to improve things to where they are right now. We're in Walmart and Subway, and that's about 6 miles from our house, so whatever we did works well. My favorite handbag, I guess I gotta say 440, because the noise floor is a lot less, and just a little quieter band as far as the noise. So back to you, Cabana and HF.
I do have to agree there. I think after doing my experiments with 220 around here, and I'll turn it back to you for another comment. I know you are kind of busy at the moment. I did an experiment yesterday while we were out running around in town doing some errands, right? Because I recently acquired a 220 radio from another person who doesn't want to be named. Stay on him. I will say that. I tried it, and I tried it, and I tried it. And I have a 5/8 wave tram for 220, and it's a 3 dB gain. I could barely get a quarter of a mile from my house on full power with the transmit radio back at the house, and it wouldn't go hardly anywhere. I don't know if it's just me or what, but it seems like Texas and UHF are friend and friend. I can get about 2-3 miles on UHF, just portable to portable. What about Wisconsin? Have you ever messed around with 220, Chad?
220 and I didn't really have another radio to talk back to, so I don't know what the range was. The only 220 I might link, I might use 220 as maybe more access point to my new data site that's going in Portage, so I can control it. 60 miles away though, that might be a stretch on 220 though. But no, I haven't really tried much on 220. I have thought about putting up a 220 machine in Gainesville, but there's nobody on there, so I'm not going to spend my money on something that's not going to get used. Go ahead.
Agreed on that. I might tell my friend today, that's what I was going to do today. I got all excited for today, and then it's like, we were going to go pick up a repeater today, but I might ask him, you know, is there any way we could just go down there and pick up the duplexer? Surely a 2-meter duplexer isn't going to be bigger than your car, but I might have to ask him and see what he says. It's at 4, so I don't know. But thanks for checking in, Chad. It's good to hear you. With that, I'll take one more round here since we're getting close to the bottom of the hour and see if anyone else wants to check in. This is Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa. Anybody else wishing to check in? I think I got that correct. The audio is kind of tinny. Kilo Echo 8 Papa Uniform Delta. Hopefully I got that right. Good afternoon. I don't think I've heard you check in, so welcome to the net. My name is Richard, WB9TFC, and today's question is, what is your favorite ham band? And how are things with you today? Go ahead. Congratulations. General is a fun band to play around with, so yeah, you'll like it. Thanks for checking in. I'll make one final call here before I start the 7-3 round. Anybody else wishing to check in? Come now, WB9CSP.
WB9CSP, Kilo Alpha 8, Whiskey, India, India.
All right, making sure nobody else came in. Kilo Alpha 8 Whiskey, India, India. That call sounds familiar. I think you've checked in here before. How are you today, and what's your favorite ham band? Go ahead.
Kilo Yeah, I've checked in before. The name is Dennis. The call was K88WII. And I guess currently my favorite band is 2 Meters. When I had low band gear years ago, I guess I enjoyed 40 and 20 meters. Thank you.
Good job. I have HF here, but like I said, it needs a little love on it, and it doesn't work very well. Thanks for checking in. Good to hear you, and glad you were able to stop in. Okay, I did not write my list down correctly, so we're going to go back to the top of my improvised list. If I missed you, I apologize. So, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Quebec. Go ahead with the 7-3 round, WB9CSP.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Quebec. Just enjoying the net and listening in. I got nothing else for the day, so I'll just be monitoring and then out. Thanks for hosting the net. And back to you, Net Control. This is KF8 Delta Mike Quebec.
Yeah, thanks for checking in, and glad to have you come back when you can. Thanks for stopping in. And my next favorite person, who I wish would come around more often, but comes around when she can. K6GLL, go ahead. Guten Abend und auf Wiedersehen from Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa. Go ahead.
Yeah, danke schön, Richard, WB9TST here from K6GL. It's always a pleasure to check in here, and it just timing was right. I just got back, you know, from town. I did a quick run into town after the early nets this morning, and the timing was right to check in. When I came here, this net started. So, and of course, Alara was down, so it's actually good that we have backups. So that's good. Hopefully everything will be okay next week, and so you know that Alara will be back up, but it's all good. And, yeah, thanks for the pointers there on remote hems. I'm excited that somebody else is using it. I have not come across anyone on Echolink who also uses remote hems. So, but it's very, very nifty, as I said, you know, especially if you use it as, you know, away from home. So that's it's a fun thing to do, remote hems. So until next time, and danke schön, auf Wiedersehen, Richard. WB9CSD from K6JL, and everybody have a great week.
Roger that. Auf Wiedersehen und Tschüss, Frau. So thanks for checking in, and hope to hear you again next weekend, Linda. So let's see. John, W8TOY, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over.
All right, thanks for running the net as usual. And like I say every week, you know, the one thing about your net, one of the things I like about your net is the wide diversity of people that respond from all over the country, the world. Yeah, that makes it a little bit extra special. I like hearing from people everywhere, and you have a real good response on people from different parts of the country and stuff. I like that a lot. So, like I said, if anybody wants to get that TGIF login, that Saturday Night Trivia at 7:30 is well worth the effort to send a copy of your license in to whoever runs TGIF. Anyway, everyone have a good afternoon, and I'll see y'all next week. W8TOY.
I love that sound when you're on key, by the way, John. It lets you know that you are done talking. So, let's see. Where am I? KB9. No, that's not right. Let's see. KD9ZBX, Erica. And we'll go ahead and group Chad in there, too. WI9HF. If you guys want to take your 7-3 round, go ahead. WB9CSP.
Hey, Richard. This is Kilo Delta 9 of Victor Bravo X-Ray. And you've done a fantastic job. Keep me in prayer because Chad has is going to train me on how to run a net on Thursday. And I'm not terrified, but I'm not thrilled either. Thursday night she does the Dane County Rock and Dane County round table, and I guess I'm going to be attempting part of that, so it'll be interesting. I did grab the microphone and fill in momentarily a couple of times when he was otherwise indisposed, shall we say, but this is a whole new thing, and I'm kind of scared, but you know, the people that come down that are pretty loyal and pretty good people. So I think I'm going to be all right. If I'm going to try there, I'll be all right. 73s, guys, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday, hopefully.
Do that, Erica. I'll let Chad take his turn there if he's able. WI9HF, go ahead to 7-3 round. Over.
Richard, thanks for doing that. It's always a good time here. And I think Erica will do a fine on the net. I remember my first net. It was in my brother's, and my buddy was helping me copy down call signs. He missed about half of them. But he had this nervous little habit of flipping the pen up and catching it, and he wasn't writing the call signs down. So that was a fun experience. Then I went on to run a couple different nets, two of them. One in, I think I had one in Wausau I was running, and then Steuben, Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. And then I ran a swap net in Milwaukee for a couple of years. So that was kind of fun. So it's always good to branch out, but she'll be fine. So 7-3 Richard, and what do you know about the repeater? What frequency is it on, and what do you got for equipment? Back to you, WI9HF.
Yeah, I'll definitely let you know, Chad. I'll get back to you on that in a little bit. Where am I on my list? KC1VLK, WB9CFP. Go ahead at the 7-3 round. And what did you think of my QSL card, by the way?
Your QSL card was very nice, Richard. I appreciate it, and you keep your eyes open because we got something coming for you in the mail there down in Texas. Not much going on up here in the state of Maine. It was sunny today. It was 56. I figured I'd get out and clean up my yard. So I got my yard all cleaned up, and then I just realized, you know, after I got done, hey, it's net time. So I come on in net and listen to these people from all over the states talking, which I enjoy. A lot of good people in here. And you're doing a beautiful job there, too, Richard, running the net. And I just want to say 73s to you all. You all have a good week, and God bless you all. Back to the net.
Well, I do try and make my net as fun as possible. And, you know, make sure that, what was I going to say now? Oh, I hate when that happens. Oh, right. And make sure that, you know, people on repeaters don't make rude comments. Other than that, you know, I try and make it fun. Let's finish up this list here, and I think I'm going to go outside and do some walking.
Good afternoon.
N8WJLJ. My favorite voice. I can always tell it's you, Jay. That's a 7-3 round.
Well, all right, Richard. I appreciate you running the net, and I'm hoping to catch you out there on Al's link. I was surprised to hear you on his link. Yeah, you're going to have to kind of check in on more often, because that's where I'll be a lot. So with that, I'll say 73. This is November 8th. We're just leaving.
Hey, I like that. That's perfect, considering it's checkout time. Let's see. I've already got Chad. Let's see. Kilo Echo 8. Let's see. Nope. Wrong person. Kilo Alpha 8, Whiskey India India. Dennis, go ahead up to 7-3 round. Over.
Yeah, this is KA8WII. Yeah, on the 73 round. Good job on the net. Enjoy it. And like the opportunity to hear people from all over the country. Keep up the good work. And we'll say 73s. And everybody have a good week.
Dang, pushed the talk button. I couldn't get it to work there for a minute. Now, let's see. From Dennis, we will move on to the final station. I'll call probably twice for last minutes here, and if not, I'll close stuff down. Kilo Echo 8 Papa Uniform Delta. If you're still able to get into the Ann Arbor repeater, go ahead at the 7-3 round.
Yeah, I'm getting closer and closer to the repeater, so it's getting easier and easier, although operating while driving a stick shift can be a little tricky, but I'm figuring it out. Heard this met a few times, was able to check in this time. Normally I'm kind of running around, don't really have the time to check in, so I just listen, but it's cool that it happens. I don't think I've participated in the EchoLink net before, so it's cool that just on the 2 meters, I can hear people from all over. So, I don't know, if I'm free for next time these things happen, I'll pop in, but otherwise, 73, nice to chat with you all briefly.
Well, normally there are a few other connections, but EchoLink decided today it's going to act wonky. So I don't know if it's on my end, their end, or EchoLink's end, some end. But, yeah, more than welcome. The more people that check in, the better. The more of a topic we can have. So with that was the last 7-3 station. And with that, I will take late check. If you miss checking in during the regular net, now is your time to check in before I close. Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa.
Well, thank you for giving me an opportunity to check in here and be one of your numbers. This is Alpha Delta 8, Foxtrot Kilo, AD8FK. Letters the name in Madison Heights, Michigan. We're really enjoying some sunshine today, and I just heard that, I just got reminded by scanning that that you're on, and so I had to come down and say a happy Saturday to you, Richard. And as far as what band I like, I've been hanging around the 80-meter band since it became a hand, at least since I got my general, because my neighbor Bob introduced me to the CRS group. That's a 3.854 in the morning at 8:30 in the morning. So we have gotten on there and say hello, good morning to everybody on the net. And I get in on a few other groups, you know, the Buzzers, Roosters, and the Wolverine Signal Sideband is another favorite, along with the friendly bunch. They're a great bunch of guys. You can find them on Netlogger. A good number of them are on Netlogger. I like using Netlogger. That's always a good one. And of course, QRZ is a great site. From Netlogger, you can check in anybody that you want to look up. You can find them on QRZ. So, thanks again, Richard. Appreciate your faithfulness every Saturday on this Everything Net. So, back to you from AD8FK.
Glad you were able to check in at the tail end there, Leonard. Thanks for stopping in. One more call before I close stuff down. Anybody anywhere wishing to check in, come now, WB9CST. All call, final call. Oh, I think I know what that is. So, we're going to go ahead and close down here, and thanks for making your commentary there, Guy. Drive back to where you were, and hopefully your little shower thing goes good for your wife. And, yeah, other than that, I'd like to thank everybody who checked in today. And this net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. And I do have a website, so if you'd like to check that out. It's not up to date. I am trying to fix it. Gotta love technology. Trying to remember your password can be a pain. Anyway, that website is Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa, WB9CSP.Weebly.com. Or you can just look on my QSS page. It is there, too. Thank everyone who checked into the net today. All the people, no donors, repeat donors, thank you. With that, I will disconnect everything. Give me just a moment. Have a great day, and hope to see you next weekend. Whiskey Bravo 9, Chicago-style pizza.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, partly sunny, 41 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, sunny, 40 degrees.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Papa Sierra Alpha. Kilo Echo 8, Papa Sierra Alpha.
Good evening, 1900 hours, sunny, 39 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, clear, 37 degrees. Good evening. 21 hours. Clear, clear. 33 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear, clear. 32 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear, clear. 30 degrees.